Reckless Eric is in the studio, and Eric was kind enough to come by and play some songs and hang out a little bit. How are you doing? How's Tucson treating you so far?
Well, it's great. I never thought I'd ever come to a place like this.
Yeah?
No, I mean, it's so, not erotic, exotic, that's the word. It might be erotic as well, but definitely exotic for me.
You haven't spent a lot of time in the desert?
No. Yeah, sort of, but not here, you know. I mean, I've driven across it.
Yeah.
But I never get to play in places.
Oh, well, welcome. We're very, very glad to hear that we have you here.
Well, I you know, like I say, I mean, like, I don't know what, because, you know, being English, you just think, well, everything comes from America. And we, you know, that's what it was like growing up. You go, God, they've got all that music, and they've got the guitars, and they've got the people who know how to do this, and
And well, you guys bring some stuff to the mix as well.
I suppose wackiness, probably.
Shall we get started with the song, and then we'll chat some more?
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, I've got my old lot. piece of wood with strings on it guitar here, so let's see what we get. I was nearly someone back in the day. I was in the lower reaches of the hit parade, in between the pages of some stupid magazines, posing in a jacket that I wouldn't be seen, dead in fit in today. I was out of time, I was out of step, singing out of tune with some band that didn't get the pictures, the poetry, though they said they liked the songs, and they always sang along, though they usually got the words wrong. They did my head in. If I'd known then what I know now, but everybody says that it's a fool's game, I wouldn't do it different, I'd just do it all again. I'd take my turn, I'd stand in line for Groundhog Day, I'd do it all again for another crack of the hit parade. Oh, what do you think? A shotgun shack, and every day I saw things that I wished I'd never seen, and every day I saw things turn me several shades of green. If I'd known then what I know now, but everybody says that it's a fool's game, I wouldn't do it different, I'd just do it all again. I'd take my turn, I'd stand in line for Groundhog Day, I'd do it all again for a I don't know why I'd do it all again. Do you know I'm gonna be 62 tomorrow?
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. Oh dear.
Reckless Eric live here on the home stretch on KXCI. Thanks so much again for coming in.
It's all right. Shall I get my coat now?
I'm just shoving you out the door. No, I'm not letting you go yet. So by your own admission, you're about to have a birthday I'm guessing that puts you at 40-some years in the music industry?
I don't know, actually. I started playing in bands when I was 15, but the bands weren't very good, and we used to get paid off everywhere. Well, we didn't get paid off
to not play?
No, we used to get asked to leave. not even. We dreamed of being paid off. But, yeah, that was when I was 15, and then I was at art school, and I was the bass player in lots of bands because no one else would do it. And then they discovered that I had a very loud voice. And the PA systems were always rubbish. So I became the singer, you know. And then being the singer, I thought, I'm singing all these words and they're all rubbish, you know. I think I better write some other ones. So I started writing songs.
And, so you thought they were all rubbish.
Not all of them, but some of them were, especially if they were written by the keyboard player.
So what would be your general bits of advice if you had to give someone, you know, like a quick lesson on how to write a really good song, like a really good pop song?
The first thing I would say would be ask someone else.
Know your source.
I don't know how to do it at all. My wife's a real songwriter.
Yeah.
She's Amy Rigby. She's a proper songwriter. She's done Nashville songwriting and stuff like that.
Well, so then she must have been an influence. I mean, obviously you guys have collaborated over the years, but did you learn things from her on an individual basis in terms of songwriting and creativity?
No, just a profound admiration, really, for anyone who can start off with an idea and just follow it through. And, like, you know, it's almost like the idea starts off in the first line of the first verse and follows through until the song is finished. And, like, I just blather about going, I don't know, does it need a bit in the middle? Does it need a bit here and a bit there? And is there something that rhymes with refrigerator, garden fence? No, that don't work. And I'm like that, you see.
A little bit more ramshackle about things.
Yeah, I am, really.
Yeah,
you know.
Indeed. One of the things I love about the nature of your songwriting is, a lot of times they'll be touching on, you know, some sad things in the world and pain and poverty and death and all that, but you seem to have an awfully optimistic and happy attitude.
Well, yeah, I do, yeah, because, I mean, you know, I nearly died.
Indeed.
I nearly died several times. I suppose I still am an alcoholic, but I haven't drunk for a very long time. And, you know, I suffered severe depression, like hospitalisation level depression, and when I came out of it and I got better, and it makes you, like, you know, you only get one life, so you have to take hold of it. It won't happen without you, you know. Well, it will kind of be like a bus going by without stopping or something.
So realizing and appreciating that just made you that much more grateful to be alive and grabbing life.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
I mean, like, you know, woke up in this Holiday Inn with backache this morning, and like looked out of the window, and it's like, and there's a time change involved, you know, so I'm like discombobulated. Uh-huh. So I look out the window and it's all grey and there's dust blowing across and everything, and there's just trucks rolling by on a highway. I go, oh God, oh no. And I think, hey, I'm in New Mexico. What am I doing here? You know, they said I'd never get further than the end of the road. So I think it's all terrific fun, really. But, it's, you know, as much as it might be painful sometimes, it is fun.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear another song if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm trying
to
think of
one. If you're ready to bust out another one. You're listening to Reckless Eric on KXEI.
They say travel broadens the mind. Well, I must be the stay-at-home kind. You see, I've been everywhere before. Everywhere all look the same. The furniture, the baked goods, the road signs, and even the names. Case full of dirty clothes, halfway around the world. When luggage was smaller and the chances were plenty, I drank beer and sang songs for girls. The world was a much, much easier place, dangerous but much more obvious. Now everybody's got to cover their heads. You'd have to be bulletproof just to survive this. Give me a smile. This is just a transitory thing. Here today, gone tomorrow. We'll be outlived by most of these things. By frozen noses and burned out cigarettes, broken fridges, LPs and cassettes, and just about every TV set we've ever owned. Give me a smile. Try and walk the extra mile. It's a slow self-crucifixion, brought about by embarrassment. I sometimes wish that I was somebody else, and I'm sure that you do too. Knows how hard it is for someone else just to exist. So it's a slow self-crucifixion. Decades of dark moments, an ever-growing list. Give me a smile. Give me a smile.
Listening to Reckless Eric live on KXCI's home stretch here on 91.3 FM. We're so lucky to have him in the studio. Eric began his recording life on Stiff Records in 1977 with a hit song called Whole Wide World. I would imagine that song still follows you around a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met my wife because of it even.
Oh, I want to hear that story.
Oh, it's really weird.
I want to hear it even more.
I wrote a song, and I wrote it. I was sitting on a park bench like years ago. This is years before I met the wife. And it was about 1973. And that was 74. I was 19. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking up this song. And it was going to be like a Kevin Ayers type of thing. And I'm writing it down on it, I got quite excited about it because I thought this one's quite good, you know, because usually they were rubbish.
Like, I've got a good one this time.
Yeah, right, got to get home, remember it. And then, like, I was trying to do it, and then I had this girlfriend at the time that I was trying to split up with, and that's why I was out and about. And then I came back, and she's going, "You don't care." And I'm going, "Yeah, yeah, later." And I'm trying to write this song. By the time I finished writing the song, I think we split up. But then I had the song for like a couple of years, and I go, "Look, I've got this song," and it goes. And I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world just to find her. And I'm thinking it's really good, and they're going, but then you go, I go the whole wide world, go the whole wide world, find out where they hide her. And they're going, wait a minute, that you went out of time. I'm going, huh? It goes like that. And they're going, no, no, you've got to go, I go the whole wide world, go the whole wide world, find out where they hide. And I'm going, that's rubbish. And they're going, well, we're not playing that one. Right, you know, and we'll do another Creedence Clearwater Revival song. So that's what we do. And eventually, like, I got this band together with this guy who's a friend of mine. He's a painter and he's also a great keyboard player and he's a musician. And he went, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just got two extra beats in it. I'm going, really? So it's all right, is it? Because everyone hates it. He said, no, no, it's going to be great. So we play it, and then girls would start coming to see us play, you know. Well, we used to play in this place in Hull in the north of England where I was an art student. It was called the Bull Hotel on Beverly Road in Hull. And I had gone in there with my mate who was the keyboard player, and we saw the landlord of the place, and we said, look, we've got a band and, like, we could fill this place, and, like, if you kind of let us have the upstairs room and you put a bar in, you take the bar, we'll take the door and we'll all make money. And he went, I like it. I like it. Yeah. Yeah, great. So, like, we were playing there, and we played in there for months. We played in there every Tuesday night, and most of the lighting was a flashing yellow light outside that was for the taxi office downstairs, and all the taxi office static and radio used to come through the equipment, and
high production values.
Yeah, it sounded great. It was great. You know, I wanted to take the taxi office on tour with me later, but yeah, and we packed the place out, and it was like, and then eventually everyone said, like, I left the art school, and everyone said, you can't hang around here, you should go to London and, yeah, do something proper. And there was this guy who wanted to take me to New York and produce records, but I thought that was a bit risky somehow. I couldn't understand that idea. Because, I don't know, I don't really think I was any good at any of this, you know, but I wanted to do it so much. And I went down to London and I wrote a load more songs, and I went to Stiff Records and I had this deal, and then the whole wide world was came out, and it was a hit, sort of, you know. It wasn't like an underground hit. It's been a hit for however many...
Since 1977.
Years. Yeah, since 1842. So, anyway, well, a long, long time later, this promoter in Hull was putting me on. I was coming up to play in Hull, and he said, look, can you come a day early? Because there's this woman called Amy Rigby. And I'm going, oh, I know, Diary of a Mod Housewife, right? And he said, yeah, well, she's coming up to play, and she's going to play in the Bull Hotel. She actually does Whole Wide World sometimes. You should come along, but I'd like you to DJ at her... be the guest DJ. Okay, yep, all right. So I came along and I did that, you know, and it was a really weird night because I played that Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta song that everyone hates, you know.
Summer Lovin'?
You know, the
or
one.
Or the one that do, I want? Do. Not everyone hates that,
that's
Eric.
That's a great groove.
And
all these
is.
Fat blokes with little moustaches shouted at me, so I turned it into Hitchcock Railroad by Joe Cocker, which has got kind of about the same groove, and you can beat mix it, and then they're all, right, right! And then I get back onto the aluminum, they go, no, no! Like that.
Just yanking them around,
yeah,
by their ears.
But anyway, then Amy went on, and like I hadn't really met her, and I sort of, I think I got there late, and everything was a mess. But anyway, like I looked at her, I thought, yeah, she's really nice. She's like Chrissy Hynde, but she's kind of much nicer. I bet she's neurotic. She's probably neurotic. I said, has she got a boyfriend? And like the promoter says, yeah, some bloke in Alabama. I'm thinking, he's got teeth like refrigerator fronts and a big hat, and he'll be going, Amy, get me a beer. And I'm thinking, I can't, no, she's out of my league, forget it. Okay, so I forgot about it, and like, but we did play Whole Wide World together. because when she said she was going to play this song of mine, and like they shoved me on the stage and popped a guitar, you know, and the next thing, and we played it together. It was very funny. I said, it's got two chords in it and both of yours are wrong.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's a different key.
And she accepted this constructive feedback.
Well, we kind of like, I thought she was great, you know, and I thought she was fantastic. You know, it was one of the best women I'd seen playing, you know, songs and everything. I'd never seen anyone like her, you know, and I thought she were really good. And then I didn't see her for about a year, and then, like, she was just splitting up with someone, and I got started with someone because I didn't have the nerve to say, would you come to a hotel with... No. something like... And, but I really did. I met her in the room where I first ever played Whole Wide World.
Aww.
And, you know, I mean, it occurred to me really that I could have just sat in that room for
this whole
27
time, yeah.
years or something.
Well,
you know,
you probably had to go on the journey to come back
had
and
to.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah. And eventually, it was like, we always say, like, we had to wait till we both became vacant.
With that flashing sign over your head.
Yes.
You're listening to Reckless Eric. He's playing at Hotel Congress tonight. Doors are at 7. Bradford Trojan opens. The new album America is out now on Fire Records. You can learn more about Eric at recklesseric.com. I would love to squeeze in one more song if we could.
Really? What
is that acceptable?
Like? Yeah, sure.
Nah.
Do you like old songs or new songs?
I want you to play whatever you want to play. Honestly,
I can go
in either direction,
this
but something tells me you have an opinion about what you want to play.
I like them all, actually. Well, I kind of don't like them all, actually. This is a really odd song. This is a song I wrote in 1974-5, and I wanted to write a song in French, but I didn't actually know how to speak French or anything. But
that's a barrier.
Well, I didn't think it was, you know. I mean, at that age, you don't really think these things through sometimes. So I wrote the song and everyone said I was really clever. And, it was a record that was a bit of a sort of, it was my second 45. And, anyway, the bus to shelter is... still there, and it still probably has sordid goings on. Well, nothing sordid ever happened, we just wished it would. On a convenient seat by the lavatories in the sodium glare, we used to wait for the bus in a passionate clutch and go as far as we dared. Do you remember when I passed my driving test? Took you to the pictures, forget the rest. Do you remember all those nights in my Zodiac? Dress underneath your pack of Mac. Reconna Sherry, Carnus Avon Vivant Ecstasy. Reconna Sherry, Carnus Avon Vivant Ecstasy. French bit, this is the difficult bit. But then a voice from afar in the back of my car whispered Guy Perry. And looking ever so French, the Bohemian dream, you said bonjour mon ami. Do you remember when I moved into my studio flat? hot, sticky nights and the summertime in Betsy Land. Do you remember when you sold your paintings down the cabaret? And you said, may we se soir, c'est la vie, c'est le trick. Very clever, but my mum could speak French, and she was like, they said, have you heard your son's new record? And she went, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, heard it. You've been listening to Reckless Eric live here on the Homestretch on KXCI. Reckless Eric on tour in support of his new record, America, out now on Fire Records. So much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm gonna send you on your way with a little song by your lady, little Amy Rigby. How's that? Very good.